gentlemen, step it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends without a road.
Are you feeling the aftershocks? All right.
What a difference a day makes, huh, ladies and gentlemen? All right, you are listening to the American Adversaries. It is drive time. It is prime time as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, and on a delayed basis at the Red Nation Rising Radio Network. Okay. All right. We're having a little problem in here with the headphones, Nick. Okay, anyway, thanks for joining us this evening. You can reach us at 407-774-8255. And Nick LoCicero is on the bridge in the studio with me tonight. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday, and we got Pierce Outlaw. How you doing this evening, Pierce?
I am doing great, and it's another beautiful day that God has given us to excel.
All right. And speaking of excelling, the Trumpster has excelled us back into prominence in world affairs, you might say, overnight. Certainly, we're going to be talking about that today, as everybody is. The world shook under our feet last night, and we are feeling the aftershocks today. And we... Speaking of Aftershock, we got some tickets to give away. Two pairs of tickets to Aftershock tomorrow at Pro Wrestling 2.0 over here on just off Goldenrod Road, just south of Highway 50. So keep that phone handy. The phone number is 407-774-8255, and we invite you to join us. We got a lot to talk about. Neil Gorsuch was approved today, confirmed, I should say, by the Senate. In a 54-45 vote, one Republican wasn't there, who shall remain nameless, I guess. There was a terrorist attack in Stockholm, Sweden. This is just mere weeks after the Prime Minister of Sweden was chiding and making fun of Donald Trump for Trump's reference to Sweden when he was down here and at a rally in Melbourne, right? Big, huge rally over there in Melbourne. And... We got we got some jobs numbers out to talk about, and some other things that we'll take up with Pierce. Some word out of the Fed the other day that initially moved the markets, and we'll get into all of that, of course. But initially, we have to talk about the aftershock. The aftershock, of course, of the cruise missiles that we launched into Syria last night, and what it all means. And what it means to you? Are you mad about it because you voted for Trump because you thought he wouldn't do this? Are you glad about it? Are you were you a never Trumper and now you are at least a maybe Trumper? Give us a call, 407-774-8255. My initial reaction was we just sent a message loud and clear. Pierce, what was your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction was to hearken back to the contest yesterday and give a message to our liberal listeners. Syria is not the voice in your iPhone, okay? We didn't bomb Apple headquarters. We bombed Syria. And yes, it was a huge message to the world that a new sheriff is in charge, that we're not going to kowtow to Russia and Iran anymore, or 2014 was useless, and your rhetoric of 2014 was useless.
Well, you know, that that you touched a lot of bases there. Certainly, there were chemical weapons at one time used by Bashar al-Assad. I have to be honest with you, though, I'm not so sure that they were this time, because the situation over there is so convoluted. It would seem to be an insane act for him to do that when he has the upper hand over there, when the United States just last week pretty much said that if he ends up staying, we're okay with that. Why would you then risk all of that by dropping some chemical weapons into a neighborhood? It just doesn't make sense. And Bashar al-Assad is not an idiot. He's not a complete idiot. He has some very good advice from military people who have been trained in places like Russia, and some of them maybe in the United States. Whether it matters or not, I don't know, but I'll remind you, he does have a U.S.-born wife, so he has been, to some extent, at least, westernized. So it is, let's just say it was a tremendous blunder if they actually did it on purpose. And, or perhaps, maybe, I guess you could argue that they were testing Trump to see if Trump was going to be a chump like Barack Obama and not do anything if they used chemical weapons in a blatant fashion.
Chris, I can't believe that, number one, Russia didn't know what was happening. And then also, number two...
You mean in terms of the chemical attack?
Yes, that's absolutely okay. Right. Okay. I cannot believe that they weren't either a part of it or they didn't know about it.
Okay, which again, to me... That doesn't make sense for them to do that. They must have known that the world would have been enraged by it, and the possibility that Donald Trump would do something about it. Like I said, maybe they were testing him. Maybe this was a test for Donald Trump. If it was, he passed it with flying colors. I must admit, my initial reaction was this act was a message far beyond the borders of Syria. This was a message sent to the world. This is why I say it shook the world, and we're feeling the aftershocks today. It was a message to the world that Donald Trump means business, and he's going to do business in a different fashion from Barack Obama. There's no question about that, and I'm not upset that he did it, believe me. Because Bashar al-Assad, whether he did what the chemical attack the other day or not, he's still not a great guy, right? All right, so you know, maybe he had it coming to him one way or the other, but the message was meant for President Xi, who was having dinner with Trump at the time the missiles were launched, and it was meant for Kim Jong Un, it was meant for the Iranians. Meant for Vladimir Putin. It was meant for everybody's consumption. Everybody's consumption. That this guy means business. And that the United States is going to take a preeminent role in world affairs again. Now, the debate begins over whether or not that's a good idea. But the Syria thing, and to me, it kind of doesn't matter now. But to me, it's not proven that Assad did this. Matter of fact, it makes no sense whatsoever for Assad to have done this. What makes a lot of sense is, after the United States said last week that we don't necessarily have a problem with Assad staying there after the civil war is concluded, Abu Bakr Baghdadi watching CNN, or his lieutenants watching CNN, and they see this. And they go, they're already getting licked in Iraq. They're getting ready to lose in Raqqa in Syria. So things are going good for Assad. Now the United States says they're okay with Assad. So what do you do? Nothing? Or do you do something? Here's what I think they might have done. I think they already had weapons either booby-trapped or chemical weapons stored somewhere in the vicinity of where the bombs were dropped. Or where something was dropped out of the plane, all right? And when they got word that the United States is not going to be taking Assad out, and that Trump, therefore, is the conclusion is he's going to make good on his promise to bomb us to you-know-where, right? That maybe we should slip some information to an informant, have that informant deliver the information to the Syrian army, so that they might call in a surgical airstrike on this weapons depot, knowing, hoping, maybe even making sure by being ready with a remote control device to set it off if they missed, that this sarin gas would be released, hoping that it would turn the tide of the war. You see, to me, when you're talking about in a war, that makes more plausible sense than a guy who's winning the war. His main threat just a couple of days ago said they're okay with you, and now you're going to go out and bomb your own people with sarin gas? Doesn't make much sense at all. Now, last night, Geraldo Rivera called Bashar al-Assad an idiot. Well, that's what you have to resort to believe that he would do something as stupid as that. So, having said all of that, though, Donald Trump, I believe, took the opportunity to send the world a message. This, once again, this was beyond Bashar al-Assad. He said, okay, here's an opportunity. All right? Now, what I wish he would have done is send 20 or 30 of those cruise missiles or another 20 or 30 of those cruise missiles into the Islamic State headquarters in Raqqa and rock their world there, too, and send the message to everybody that we don't care, you know, where it came from. We ain't going to tolerate it. And all of you are going to pay the price. You see? You spread the pain around. You don't focus it on one or the other because then you're sort of taking sides. We helped the Islamic State. Was that a great idea? Now, as long as we have the might to take them out of the action, it doesn't matter for now. But it's a very, you know, thick mass of thorns that in an area where we have no friends there.
That's true. And the Trump White House was very careful to state again today that their policy regarding Syria has not changed as a result of the strike.
Yeah, well, once again, and I think Nikki Haley made this very clear today in the UN that this was a message for everybody. This was not just a message for Bashar al-Assad. This was a message for you folks over there in Iran. This was a message for you guys over there in North Korea and anywhere else.
And particularly the Russians.
It was a message for them too. And once again, it was a beautiful opportunity for Donald Trump, and he took it. Because not only did he send a message to the world, but he sent a message to all the liberal doofuses in the media and stuff here, who many of them today were effusive with their praise of him. And that is that I'm no puppet of Putin's. And if I choose to do business with him, I'm going to be at least on an equal footing, if not a few steps ahead.
And right now, how stupid does this whole thing about the Russian collusion with the Trump campaign and the transition team look?
Exactly. Trump killed so many birds with one, well, with what, 50 or 60 stones last night, but he took out a whole lot of birds who've been nagging him, mosquitoes or whatever, gnats, they've been nagging him for a while, for a long while. And hopefully he'll keep them away for a long while. But what he has done is he has sent a message to the entire world, and that is that if I decide I'm going to take action, I'm going to take action. And I'm not going to tell anybody I'm going to do it. Now, we did warn the Russians at the last minute, and they have taken a couple of steps today to try to save face, and hopefully this, you know, will sort of, the waters will calm themselves. But speaking of the waters, they have sent in one of their Russian destroyers to, I would imagine, shadow now the two destroyers that we launched the missiles from last night.
Yeah, so, Chris, I thought Senator Rubio put it best this morning. For once, the United States is not worrying about what everybody else thinks. They need to worry about what we think.
And that was the message sent loudly and clearly, and that's why I'm more than cool with it. I'm as happy as a lark, even though I don't think that Bashar al-Assad dropped chemical weapons. I think he dropped regular ordnance, and the Islamic State made sure the chemical weapons were released. And by the way, I heard on Michael Medved's show, he cited someone who said that, if they dropped bombs on chemical weapons, that would have destroyed the chemical weapons. That is nonsense. That is ludicrous.
Releases the chemical weapon.
Exactly. And that's why we didn't destroy them when we found them in Iraq. We left them there. They were so unstable. We left them there. And by the way, when we did destroy all the chemical weapons that Assad did put out, did give up, did they just take them out in the desert and blow them up? No, they took them to a secure facility because they didn't want any of it being released by any mistake into the atmosphere. So don't give me this nonsense that dropping bombs on a cache of chemical weapons destroys them automatically. That is stupid. All right, but it was not stupid what Trump did. It was very smart because he took an opportunity and he showed the world something. And he did it in the right way. All right, we got to go right to a break, but we'll be right back. It is Patriot Home Funding Friday, and I hope you're getting off to a great weekend. Beautiful weather here in Central Florida. You folks listening in on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, wish you were here. We'll be back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save guard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound's got those Friday afternoon delays. Heavy approaching 429, then heavy 192 to 535 from South Orange Blossom Trail to 434. Scattered delays there. 46 to the bridge is heavy. We've got a crash just south of the St. John's Bridge being cleared. Westbound delays from Dirksen to the bridge, then heavy Lee Road to Michigan, John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to pass Central Florida Parkway and pass 192. Be aware of brush fire activity near I-Drive and the beach line. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. 407-774-8255. Are you upset with Donald Trump? I am not. I think he did the right thing last night, maybe in my mind for a little bit the wrong reason, but no, not the wrong reason. That's not the right way to say that. Let me just say that maybe it didn't, let's just say he didn't need a bad, he didn't need a reason, other than the fact that that situation over there warrants people knowing that the United States is not going to tolerate that the use of that type of weapon. And I think he sent that message to the Islamic State, too. I think the message was clear that whoever he thought used those weapons, that's who he went after. And I don't fault him whatsoever in that. I'm sure that all of the people around him are convinced that that's what happened. I'm just saying it's plausible to think something else happened. And yes, I know we tracked the aircraft. I explained how it was done yesterday with our own AWACS. We probably know the guys who were flying the plane and planes. And but what we don't know, unless we had someone there physically watching on the ground where they could actually witness the gas, not from a drone, and be able to see that when the bomb hit the ground, that that's what set loose the gas, there's no way to know exactly what happened. Having said that, I don't think it really matters at this stage of the game. I would, once again, express caution that in a situation like that, there are no good guys. And once you go in and you start thumping on one or the other, you're kind of, in a way, helping out the other bad guys. So now I know we have every intention and we are in the process of taking the Islamic State out. But it's one of those things that if you take one side out before you take the other side out, you might be creating a worse problem. Maybe we need to ease them both out at the same time.
And there's still Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah in there, too.
Exactly. And so, but we'll get back to this on the other side of the break. Once again, if you want to get in on this conversation, 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll go over a little bit of what Nikki Haley said at the UN today, which is, once again, why I say that, in a way, it doesn't matter who initiated the gas attack. The message was, whoever we think did it is going to get thumped. And if you think you can fool us, we might go thump you too. So, because she made it very clear that we're not going to sit by and allow this sort of thing. Now, does that mean we are now the policemen of the world again? You tell me. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States is looking into whether Russia participated in the Syrian chemical weapons attack that provoked President Trump's airstrikes against the Assad government, a revelation that could have dramatic implications for relations between Washington and Moscow. On Friday, senior U.S. military officials said a drone belonging to either Russia or Syria was seen hovering over the site of the chemical weapons attack after the assault earlier this week. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven has laid a bouquet of red roses in a store in Stockholm, where a hijacked beer truck crashed on a busy shopping street, killing four people and wounding 15 others. Löfven briefly spoke to a police officer at the site, who said the prime minister was saddened by what he's calling a terrorist attack. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 7 points, the Nasdaq dropped one, the S&P lower by two. More details at srnnews.com.
latest answer traffic now.
I'm Mick Dolan. Here's your 60-second answer news update. A brush fire near Orlando's tourist district is growing and is now burning 350 acres. The fire near International Drive, south of the beach line and just east of I-4. Orange County Fire Rescue says the fire is 55% contained, but two buildings at the Sheraton Vistana Villages have been evacuated. No injuries were reported there and no road closures in the area at this time. The sheriff's office is asking the public to keep clear of the area, though. Whatever you do at Disney, don't get in anybody's way during the fireworks show. A guest at Walt Disney World and her family were sitting behind a group of girls who stood up to watch the nightly fireworks and blocked the family's view. 41-year-old mom Tabitha Mature then grabbed one of the girls in a chokehold. The girl wasn't hurt, but Mature is charged with child abuse. The Rays and the Blue Jays again tonight at the Trop, starting at 6:30 with our pregame show right here. It's brought to you by Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, Quinco Sports Academy, and Porky's Real Pit Barbecue. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The first 100 days of the Trump administration is a new beginning for America, and it could be a new beginning for you in your pursuit of the American dream. Hi, I'm John Siebert, president and co-founder of Patriot Home Funding. Co-founder Pierce Outlaw and I are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and we both have over 30 years' experience as mortgage industry leaders, making the American dream for many families a reality here in Central Florida. The IRS started accepting tax returns on January 20th, and refunds are going out now. You may be able to buy a home with your tax refund and close within the historic first 100 days. Call Patriot Home Funding now at 877-377-8123 to learn how you can achieve the American dream. At Patriot Home Funding, we say yes when the banks say no. Give us a call at 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding. We finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker business in the state of Florida. NMLS number 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same. Soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to just tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 eastbound, still heavy approaching 429, then 192 to 535. After that, South Orange Blossom Trail scattered delays up to 436, then 46A to the bridge is heavy. They're clearing a crash just south of the St. John's Bridge. Westbound, an accident before John Young Parkway. You'll be heavy from Princeton to the Turnpike. After that, Sand Lake to Central Florida Parkway and past 192 heavy. 417 delays, northbound from Curry Ford up to 408, southbound from Boggy Creek Road to the Turnpike. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Let's go.
just love that tune. Welcome back to the American Adversaries, folks. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We really do appreciate that. Talking about nobody does it better. Nobody does it better than the great folks over at Patriot Home Funding. If you need a kind, if you need any kind of a mortgage, or even if you're selling a house, these guys can help you out over there, right?
That is exactly right. Yeah. Our services aren't just for buyers. We tend to protect sellers, too. And if you are getting a pre-qualification letter from another lender as part of a contract, we will be happy to review that buyer's qualifications for you for free. All you have to do is call 877-377-8123.
It is Patriot Home Funding Friday as we come to you from the Relax in Comfort Studios. All this stuff that went on this week got you all wound up. Then head on over to the Winter Park Village and sit in one of those Panasonic massage chairs. That thing will work you loose, that's for sure. All right. Just another note or two, and then I'll got a phone call we'll take here. There are always accidents in war, and sometimes the accidents are caused by the bad guys. Wasn't it just month or so ago that the Allied planes over there, we bombed a hospital in Syria, right? So, but nonetheless, I still think that what Donald Trump did needed to be done. And let me tell you why. Because Barack Obama had made us such a patsy and a laughingstock to the world that we needed to prove that that was just Barack Obama. That's gone. That era is over. It ended on January the 20th, and it ended for sure with an exclamation point last night. That it's a new guy in town, new way of thinking, and he's got new lieutenants, in other words, new advisors, and business is going to be done differently, and this guy means business.
And it's not just America first at home, it's America first in the world. The world works better when America leads.
And believe me, that's why so many foreign governments are happy with what was happened. That it reassured them that Obama is gone, and with him that way of thinking, right? It's gone. It's over. The day of America being first in the world, as you put it, is back. And they like that. They like it a lot. And that's why from Saudi Arabia to England to Australia, they're more than cool with what Donald Trump did last night. And that's why I'm cool with it.
Yeah,
more than cool with it.
Yeah, and getting back to American leadership in the world, I don't care if it's in sports, in school, in business, in politics, in world affairs, you do not lead from behind. Leaders do not push. Leaders pull. Leaders set an example and pull people with them to the objective. That's what happened last night. That's what we have now.
Right. And I think, in particular, you have to understand who was having dinner with Trump last night. Xi of China. And right on their southern border, right on their big fat belly down there, is North Korea. And he was telling them, this isn't going to work. What's going on over there right now doesn't work. And if we have to do something about it, we just showed you. We'll do it. And so, like I said, because this was a message to the world that needed to be sent, I'm more than cool with it. I love it. Right? Regardless of the circumstances that led up to it. All right, let's see what Al thinks. Al, thanks for calling this evening. How you doing?
All good, brother. Thanks for taking the call. Love the show as usual.
Thank you.
I'm not sure if I agree with you 100%, man. I mean,
fine.
I'm okay with Trump flexing. You know, that's what I saw it as. You know, he's flexing.
Right.
And he was showing it. But I just wish that there could have been more time, you know? Like, he's the guy that says what he means, right? And then he goes and he does it. And I just wish that he would have waited just a little bit longer to actually get more of an investigation. Like, you kind of broke it down a little bit, but back in 2013, a month after that happened, it came out that, you know, they did the UN investigation and they found out that ISIS and the rebels were the ones that were using it.
Right.
And although, yes, I love the fact that he flexed, I'm just, I just don't think that Assad did it, and I think that it will hurt our relationship with those countries in which, you know, where he says, hey, I mean what I say, and I'm going to let the Syrians figure out what's going to happen in Syria. But instead, a week later, it turns right back around, and I'm a little bit disappointed. I just wish that it would have. I think that the people that are in his ear gave him the wrong information on purpose, and that's why you see these people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain, all the people that we know are not for us, coming out and celebrating it and jumping on his back and cheering. You know, something's not right about it. You know?
Yeah, I understand. And you know what? I think he might have even had some doubt himself. But being the negotiator that it is, I think that he saw this as an opportunity to give himself a great deal of leverage in the world.
I agree. Shoot it at North Korea, I'm happy. Shoot it at any other country, I might have been okay.
Well, but you know, I'm happy with it, but I would have been ecstatic if he, like I said, if he'd have launched 30 or 40 of them at the Islamic State at the same time and come out and said, we think Assad did it, but just in case he didn't, we got you too. And we're still,
I would have liked that.
And we're still coming after you, you know, so it's, it is such a tangled web there. And like I said, when you help one side, or when you hurt one side, you're helping the other sides. So you got to be real careful. But that's why I think they didn't really hurt him a lot. They just kind of slapped him in the face. You know, they didn't really hurt him. And matter of fact, they didn't even bomb the runways. The runways are hardened concrete anyways. And we found out in Vietnam we could bomb the heck out of their runways and they'd rebuild them overnight. So what we did was we went after some aircraft and we went after some of their bunkers where they store aircraft and some of their other facilities.
Weapons caches.
Right. But it was done in a fashion, as they call it, measured. It was done in a fashion to cause everyone to take attention to it, but not really to hurt Assad's ability to continue fighting the war.
So
I understand, though, exactly. It opens the door for a lot of debate because, you know, they're already debating in Congress. You have those who say he overstepped his bounds, others who say, no, he didn't. And this is going on within each party and plus across party lines. So once again, Donald Trump has shook up the world. And we'll see when the pieces fall into place if it's better off. I think it will be in the long run, but nonetheless, you know, we can't get too carried away and think that Assad is the only bad guy over there or the worst of the worst. He's not
right.
So thanks, Al. God bless you, man.
Thank you guys. Hey, on a quick side note for all the Predators fans, I'm sitting in a parking lot and Herky Walls just walked by. So,
oh man, tell him go Preds. Yeah, miss those prayers.
God bless you, buddy.
Same to you, Ed. Al, thank you so much. So like I say, it's a thorny situation, but I understand in the bigger picture, I believe, what Trump was trying to do, and it needed to be done. And it needed to be done because the world needed to be reassured that the Barack Obama era is over, gone, done with. It's now in the dustbin. In the dustbin of history.
And again, it's not just the cruise missiles. It's the rhetoric that Ambassador Haley took to the UN today.
And she lit into them. I mean, we saw a little bit of it, you know, a couple of days ago when she had the pictures. But today, she was clearly in a much more forceful and much more lengthy argument. She was making basically the same case that I am, that any of you who are messing around and think you're going to get away with it anymore, you're not. And she named them. She named Iran. She named Russia. She named North Korea. She named the terrorist groups. It's a different day. That we're just not going to do business as usual anymore. We're not going to be a civilization that just accepts terrorism and barbarity as a way of life. It's just not going to happen. And what they are doing is not necessarily, I don't think, making the United States the policeman of the world, but setting a standard that the world will be expected to live by. And as I said, governments around the world are very happy about this for various reasons. There are those who are not in Iran, in Russia, in North Korea. But that's some of the people that Donald Trump was sending the message to. So it got through loud and clear. we'll see what it means to them. Like I said, the Russians have now put a positioned or are in the process, as we speak, of positioning one of their destroyers, or at least a Russian warship, to shadow, I think, shadow our two warships that launched the missiles. And they have also said they will no longer be broadcasting. There was an open channel, radio channel, where when we would when we fly missions into Syria, like we did last night, we would warn the Russians so that we didn't get into any tricky situations with them and mistaken, you know, combat with them. They have said they will no longer do that. We have said we will continue to do it on our side, but they have said they will no longer to do it. Now, if they just do those things and nothing more, message sent, message received, we go on from here. But you have to understand, and this is another reason why I don't think Putin was behind this, because he would, I think, believe that the United States would do something, and that he would know enough about Trump already that he would do something, or at least there was a good chance. And then what does he do? You know, it's the what next question. Okay, what next? Where are you ready to up the ante? You know, where do we stop? And so it's we'll see. But I think it once again was a message sent, needed to be sent and received. Ed, you're up next tonight. Thank you for calling. We appreciate that.
Hey, Chris, it's good to see that the United States is back into the world playground for war. You know, I mean, it's like you see all these missiles go off from North Korea. You see everybody else flexing their muscles. Hey, you know, he needs to show the world we're not here to flex our muscles.
Exactly.
I just wondered, I got a question for you. Have you heard anything about how much damage we did and how many people we killed from the 59 Tomahawks?
The Syrians are reporting 7 dead. And the Russians are reporting limited effectiveness of the strike. They say
that's all we got out of it.
Our military says we destroyed 22 of their aircraft, damaged some of their hardened bunkers where they store their aircraft, and did some other peripheral damage and may have killed a handful of people. Once again,
we need to hit them a little harder than that.
Well, I think the whole intent was not to. The whole intent was to just let them know that we got these things and we can put them on a dime in your backyard if we want to do it. And that was the intent was to send a message, but not enough that it would require an honest retaliation strike from them. So, yeah, it was $59 million. Actually, they said we launched 60. I've heard a couple of conflicting reports, but Fox was reporting this morning we launched 60, and one of them did not make the target. But there's anything like that, even though they did hit some of their bunkers. But once again, it was a slap in the face. It wasn't a real punch or anything like that. It was a slap in the face to let them and Xi of China and the rest of the world know that this guy is not going to be pushed around. And so that's what it was all about. But it was a limited strike. It was not meant to do a lot of damage and did not, other than maybe 22 aircraft. But I'm sure the Russians can replace those in a heartbeat. So it was a slap in the face, and now we'll see where we go from here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
It is, but it is a message to the world. Believe me, the world shook last night. It shifted. The world shifted because now everybody is sure this guy means business, and he's maybe got a hair trigger, right? So, yeah. A hair trigger finger, I should say. So, it's a whole new way of thinking in the world today because of what happened last night. Thanks, Ed. God bless you, man. Have a great, great weekend. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we got another segment to go, and then we got another hour to go, starting at 6 o'clock, and I hope you'll be with us, the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
No fun on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, you're heavy approaching the 429, then 192 to 535. South Trail to Maitland, heavy. Slow past 436 and slow Lake Mary to the bridge. Westbound backups, Dirksen Drive to the bridge. Heavy Princeton to the turnpike, Sand Lake to Central Florida Parkway, and past 192. 417, slow down. Northbound 192 to John Young Parkway and Curry Ford to the 408. Southbound on the brakes, Boggy Creek to the turnpike. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
You gotta keep them separated.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You gotta keep them separated. That's why you listen to the American Adversaries, where we separate fact from fiction, myth from the truth, and fake news from real news. Welcome to the show, folks. We are the voice to be reckoned with, Titans of Talk Radio. We're going to have the Titan of the Ring join us a little bit later on, B. Brian Blair, who was actually in the studio with us last week. And we got some wrestling tickets to give away for Aftershock. Not the aftershock of Donald Trump, obviously, but Aftershock Tomorrow, which is being sponsored by Pro Wrestling 2.0, our great friend Alex Porto, over there just off Goldenrod Road, just south of Highway 50. This will be tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. We have two pairs for Aftershock. You don't have to pick them up. Just show up at the door. The tickets will be for you there. Nick will give you the details. 7 p.m. tomorrow night for Aftershock. Great family fun. Pro wrestling right here in Orlando. Still. Like we haven't gotten enough of it yet. Aftershock tomorrow. If you want a pair of tickets, 407-774-8255. If you want to join in on the conversation, 407-774-8255. The speech, the lecture, whatever you want to call it, that Nikki Haley gave today at the UN, she blistered them. Did you catch any of it?
I did. I was had a smile from ear to ear. This needed to be said.
And she knows how to say it. This woman, she don't mess around. You know, we kind of got a taste of this during the primary when she was it Rubio's favorite or something?
Yes.
And she lit into Trump about something. And lo and behold, I guess he saw something in that he liked, because he made her. And this is a very important post for this very reason, because this is our conduit to the world, where we can sit there and look at them face to face and point at them like she did today and say, if you think you're going to get away with this, you think you're going to push us around, you better think again. And this is just a little smidgen of what we can do. Now, she did also make it clear that for now, this is all we intended to do. No more chemical weapons, then all right. But the point was made that we're watching, we're alert, and we're ready to act.
Yeah, big difference between Trump and Haley and Obama and Rice in those two positions.
And once again, that's why I say this needed to be done, and it was a good thing that it was done, to make it clear to the world that that transition has been made and that the people who are in charge now are adults and they mean business. That's what I texted to Mike McBath and a few others last night. I said, Trump just showed the world he means business. And that's the bottom line. He means business. And when he says he wants to do something about terrorism, he means business. When he says he wants to do something about North Korea or Iran not having nukes, he means business. And he made that very clear last night. So it gives much more strength and power to his words going forward, even amongst the buffoons in the liberal media.
And Capitol Hill.
And on Capitol Hill, absolutely. So he shook up the world last night, that's for sure, and it needed shaking up, which is why, again, why I'm okay with it, even though I don't think the circumstances that led up to it were exactly as a lot of people think. But it's okay. Going forward, the message has been sent, as I said, that we're going to be dealing with these things in a different fashion. And I like, though, the way even liberal media were putting it today, that it's been left up to Donald Trump to enforce Barack Obama's red line. I mean, it's choice. I mean, it could not have been a better last 24 hours, well, 30 hours for Donald Trump. Because yesterday at lunchtime, the Senate did away with this filibuster nonsense, which was a Democrat creation to begin with. They did away with that. Today, Neil Gorsuch was confirmed. Huge victory, huge defeat for Democrats in the terms of the Supreme Court. And then this. And it just dwarfed everything else. It just did. It dwarfed all of their haranguing and moaning and groaning. And even Hillary Clinton can't complain, because yesterday she was saying that something like this needed to be done.
She spoke out in support of it, which was kind of surprising.
Yeah. So it's a new day. And believe it or not, I think she probably would have done the same thing, because she was the one who wanted Obama to do something in Syria. She was the one who was probably behind the gun running into Syria that got Christopher Stevens killed. She was the one who promoted us taking out Gaddafi. She was behind that whole Arab Spring business, right, for her own purposes. But I don't think she would have had the same goal in mind, and that is to project American power and make it clear to the world that, as you put it, we are now, once again, the preeminent voice in the world, and you better reckon with us first.
Yes, and this comes on the heels of his meeting with the president of Egypt
and
also
Jordan,
Jordan.
King of
yes.
Jordan, exactly. And you got to know they discussed Syria in general terms, not obviously the chemical attack, because it hadn't happened. So it is... It is a new day in the world, and a lot of people in the world are breathing a sigh of relief as a result of it. And just the day before, now we'll see if Russia decides to change their mind, but just the day before, they had announced that they now, the first country in the world to do so, I might add, recognize Western, or is it Eastern? I got dyslexia. I get it mixed up. But they're recognizing half, at least, of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. All right. Brand new world. Brand new hour next. Coming up of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Please be with us. And please vote for us. Go to our Facebook page, American Adversaries, and vote for us as the number one talk show.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant without a road.
Welcome back for hour number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. As we head into the weekend, going to be a beautiful weekend here in Central Florida. I hope you have some plans to take advantage of it. And thank you for spending some time to start it off with us, the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And we'll be back on Sunday night. Aubrey Kahn and I took last Sunday off for WrestleMania, I should say. WrestleCon was last week, WrestleMania last Sunday. But we'll be back here this Sunday, but then off again next Sunday because it is Resurrection Day. Commonly known as Easter. So we'll be back this Sunday, then off the following Sunday. But we're here now. We're here live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer 407-774-8255 is the number. If you'd like to get in on the action today, if you'd like to talk about what President Trump did last night, did it make you happy? Did it make you sad? Did it make you mad? You want to get something off your chest, give us a call. We talked about it extensively in the first hour of the show. We'll touch on it a little bit more, but we have other news we need to talk about as well. And by we, I mean we got Pierce Outlaw, Patriot Home Funding, in the studio. And it is Patriot Home Funding Friday, of course. And your partner had a birthday, you just told me.
He sure did yesterday, and we wished him a very happy birthday as we watched the Masters.
All right, so happy birthday to John Siebert. And John and Pierce started Patriot Home Funding, but it is growing as the job market and the housing market is growing. So we're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. There were some interesting numbers that came out this morning. I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist Hart. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge, the marathon man himself. As I said, 407-774-8255 is the number. So the strike was meant to tell the world we're going to do things differently. I think the world got the message. Fox is still reporting there is a Russian, they call it a frigate, looks more like a destroyer, doesn't matter, being sent into the Mediterranean, I think, to shadow our two warships. And the Russians are making a lot of noise, showing outrage to the media. But according to Sean Spicer, through diplomatic channels, they're not making a whole lot of out of this. I think they kind of got it. We gave them an hour warning. According to Fox, the president did not call Vladimir Putin, but our military officials alerted their military officials through what they call a hotline. It's basically an open radio. But they gave them a heads up because they did have Russian military personnel at this base.
They are looking now to put more sanctions on Syria, and perhaps even the individual who they think is the leader of their chemical weapons unit. So we'll see where this goes from here. But I think once again the message was delivered to the entire world, and Nikki Haley underscored that today in her excoriating speech at the UN. So it is a whole new world, and the world now knows that it is for sure not going to be Barack Obama's world anymore.
It's America first.
America first. You got that right. Okay, we're coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, and don't forget, Larry Elder comes up after us, and you folks listening later on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, we really do appreciate that. And whoever you are, wherever you are listening, we thank you for that. And if you like our show, we would like you to go to our Facebook page, American Adversaries, where we have a link to the local newspaper's popularity contest of favorites. They're doing everything from favorite hot dog stands to favorite radio shows to favorite I don't know what, but you can go there and vote for us as your favorite talk show in this area. And you folks in the Red Nation Rising, you can vote too. And please, as you said the other night, what was it you said? Vote early and
vote often.
All right, we really do appreciate that. Okay, so the Syria thing happened last night. Today, President Trump met once again with President Xi of China. There did not seem to be any greater tensions than there might have been yesterday. As a matter of fact, the president characterized the meetings as very productive. It seems as though he's developing a working relationship with the president of China, and hopefully that will be fruitful and help him deliver on his campaign promises. And around noontime today, Neil Gorsuch was confirmed by the Senate on a 54-45 vote. Three Democrats actually voted with the Republicans, which means one Republican didn't show up to vote. I don't know who it is. I don't probably John McCain. Just a guess. I don't know. But it is a done deal. He will be sworn in on Monday. The original plans were to go ahead and swear him in today, but I think with everything going on, they decide. Plus, I think I'm sure Trump wants to be there, and they'll have a nice little ceremony. I don't know where they'll do it. Probably in the Oval Office. That's oftentimes where it is done, but they could do it literally anywhere. Maybe they'll do it at the Supreme Court, but that will be Monday. We will have, once again, nine justices, and Neil Gorsuch will be the next Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
What happened today is a great victory for the rule of law. One of the great tenets of conservatism is that government is of laws, not of men. During the past 8 years, we have trended away from that as the Democrats, and particularly Obama, ruled. And I use ruled intentionally.
Yep.
And we need to get back to enforcing laws, because if a government is not of laws, if it is of men, that's how you get tyranny. And hopefully there are more conservatives to follow Justice Gorsuch.
Absolutely. And now the door is open that it's back the way it should have been and was for a long time, and that is that it's just going to take a majority to get him confirmed. Once they get out of the Judiciary Committee, where that's where they can stop it, in the Judiciary Committee, any nominee, if it gets out of there, then it should go to the Senate floor for a vote. And
yes,
that's what will happen now.
And another thing, too, is people tend to overlook how big the Supreme Court is today. It is truly the third rail of government now, whereas many years ago it wasn't. 50 years ago, you didn't have all the cabinet posts and all the regulations you do now. So with all the new regulations, all the new cabinet posts we have, there are more challenges to laws, many which have been written recently and only enacted, and there is no precedent. So the precedent is getting set now for those laws. So now more than ever, the Supreme Court is important, and it is more important that we keep it conservative.
Very well put, and you're right on all counts. And so you're exactly right, and that's why it was so important to get Trump elected over Hillary Clinton, so that we could get those true conservatives on the court. And he has delivered on the first one.
Meantime, there was another terrorist attack, another truck terrorist attack, this time in Sweden. This is now, I believe, the fifth European country to suffer such an attack. And this is mere weeks after President Trump made a reference to the situation in Sweden, at which time he was derided by, of course, our stupid idiots in the media here, but he was also derided by the Prime Minister of Sweden, who alluded to the fact that he thought that Donald Trump didn't know what he was talking about, that he might be nuts. Well, who's nuts now? And by the way, that same Prime Minister wasted no time in declaring this a terrorist attack. Now, he didn't call it an Islamic extremist terrorist attack, which we now know it was, but he did at least recognize that it wasn't workplace violence or something, some kind of nonsense like that.
Or a lone wolf.
Right. By the way, they have caught one suspect. They say one. I presume that means they think there are more. The guy drove the truck into a department store this time, and there are at least two dead. And I'm sure there are many more who are wounded, but evidently the perpetrator is still alive.
Yeah, the truck was apparently hijacked, and he had accomplices, and they have video of it.
Yeah, and it was a beer truck. So
it's a waste of good beer on World Beer Day, no less.
Can you imagine that?
The humanity.
Yeah, I guess they're not supposed to drink the stuff, but I guess they don't have any problem with using it to kill somebody, right? So. But this, it just underscores what we've been talking about around here for a long time, what Donald Trump has been talking about, and that is that Europe is on the brink of chaos because they have so blindly opened their doors to people whom they have no idea who they are, what their motivations are, and this type of incident is only bound to increase over there because the situation with the refugees, if they don't have somewhere else to go, is only going to get worse.
Yes, and this is further proof that the experiment of the European Union is an abject failure. And everybody should be watching this because this is what happens when countries give up their sovereignty and open their borders to anybody without proper screening. And it can happen here just like it happened over there. And had we elected Hillary Clinton, it was going to happen here.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But once again, as was demonstrated last night, that era of the Clintons and the Obamas and even the Bushes is over, done with. It is now the Trump era, and he means business. All right, we mean to do a little business and then come back and do a little bit more of the show. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Barack Obama's out there laying in his love shack in Tahiti or somewhere like that. He left Michelle behind.
You think Reggie Love's with him?
Good question. I think Nostradamus would think so. All right. By the way, Michelle is going to be coming to Orlando. I don't think she's going to be doing any love shacking down here. But, yeah, Michelle is coming to Orlando later this month. She's going to be the keynote speaker at the American Institute of Architects. Annual conference. Maybe she's going to tell them how to build things so that they can grow food on the roof or something. Who
she
knows?
Might want to go to Legoland first, get a primer.
Yes, she might. She might. All right. Thanks for listening. Pierce Outlaw, Patriot Home Funding, Fridays. And, of course, Patriot Home Funding, these folks over there help with mortgages, and that means they're always watching the interest rates and the markets and things like that. And today, jobs numbers came out under 100,000, but it didn't seem to upset the markets, or did it?
Not really, no. And the jobs number, as we have discussed many times on the American Adversaries, because you come here for the facts, the ADP number is real. They came out 2 days ago that showed the 250,000 plus new jobs. That's real. That's what businesses are actually doing. The Department of Labor released what happened this morning is a survey of both households and business. Now, the week that they did the survey, in the household portion of the survey, was the week that the Northeast had the 2 feet of snow.
Right.
So definitely the weather affected the headline number. But go deeper than the headline number, and that's where the markets found good news in this, particularly in the U5 and U6 numbers. The U6 number is the number of people who are able to work. And this includes part-time people, people who are actually looking for jobs, and those who are not necessarily looking, those who are able to work. That number fell to the lowest point it has been since September of 2008.
And that was like 63 or 62, wasn't it?
Yes, that number was 460,000, which is the lowest it's been again since September of 2008. The U5 number, which is the headline number, also dropped. And what we've seen, particularly in our industry, and I talk to people in all industries, is there's a shortage of qualified people right now to hire. We have been looking at Patriot Home Funding to hire, and there's just not that many great candidates out there right now. And so the people who are able and have job skills are going to get jobs. A lot of this is not necessarily due to a better economy, which partially it is, but it's optimism. It's optimism that we're going to get the tax cuts, that regulations are being cut. It's a new day. Also, we're seeing in our industry right now, we're seeing the most home equity extracted from homes to be used for debt consolidation and spending that we've seen since 2007.
Right.
So, you know, there's going to be more money hitting the streets and the retail end, and credit card purchases are also highest they've been in 10 years. So a lot of good things came out of that number. You won't hear them on the news because they're going to go to say, oh, the jobs number was only 98,000 where it was 200 and something last summer or last month, rather.
Right, right.
But you got to pick below the headline and find the actual good data in it.
Now, I thought for a minute there you were going to refer to the job participation rate, too, and I believe it actually ticked up a little bit, did
it not? And that's a factor in the U6 number.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so in fact, it was pretty decent jobs numbers today. The market did recognize that. By the way, last night when the news first hit of the cruise missile attack into Syria, the market futures, they call them, the projections for the next day's business went down. But then as the morning wore on, they came right back up. And when the market opened this morning, it was flat.
Yeah, and we saw typically...
And that was even after the jobs numbers.
Yeah, and typically, again, that speaks to the underlying numbers that Wall Street is not listening to the news. They're looking at the actual data. Another thing, too, about those numbers is that oftentimes when there's a world event like this, there is what we call a flight to quality trade where money flows out of equities, stocks, and commodities into treasuries. The U.S. Treasury is still the most stable instrument of money on the planet. So,
did you see signs of that today?
Yes, initially, and then as the day wore on, there was more of an outflow from bonds back into equities, which indicates there's much ado about nothing.
Okay. All right. You come here, as Pierce said, to find the facts, and you're in the right place. We are the voice to be reckoned with, Titans of Talk Radio. It's time to take another break, though. We'll do that and come back. And don't forget to join us Sunday night. We'll be back right here, like always. You're listening to the American Adversaries. Please stay with us.
Tampa Bay Rays baseball in Central Florida is brought to you by Hole in the Wall Drywall Repair, with quick and effective solutions to restore the beauty of any wall or ceiling. Call 407-283-1069 or online at holeinthewalldrywallrepair.com. And by Porky's Real Pit Barbecue. Before or after the game, enjoy Central Florida's best barbecue. Porky's in the heart of downtown Apopka. And by Quinco Sports Academy, Florida's premier indoor baseball training facility in Winter Park. Go to quincoacademy.com.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says Russia's response to the U.S. attack on Syria shows it continues to support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Tillerson calls the reaction very disappointing, but not all that surprising. The Kremlin has denounced Thursday's U.S. strike on a Syrian airbase as an act of aggression against a sovereign state and a violation of international law. Government offices in Sweden will fly flags at half-mast Saturday to honor the victims of a hijacked beer truck that plowed into pedestrians at a Stockholm department store. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven calls it a day of mourning for Sweden. He said in a statement that the attack targeted our society at its most vulnerable, where we are going about our daily lives. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 7 points, the Nasdaq dropped one, the S&P lower by two, oil up to $52.24 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436.
or 07-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
This is Trump HQ.
My fellow Americans, it's an exciting time for our country. Our new administration has so much change underway, change that is going to strengthen our union and improve so many people's lives. The duty of judges, therefore, is not to rewrite the laws, but to uphold the laws and to apply the Constitution as written. And this is what Judge Gorsuch will do.
Stay here for the latest on the Gorsuch confirmation.
Trump HQ.
Here, FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hey, y'all, this is Sam Houston, professional wrestler. Anyway, I just wanted to take a minute of your time and say, hey, if you need to get up to date on your views and issues and everything else, listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys got it going on. Trust me.
And we're going back on the air right now. Thank you for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. If you are listening now, you're listening on your smart device or on AM660TheAnswer.com, or you're listening on Red Nation Rising Radio Network. In any case, we really do appreciate that. And we invite you to go to our Facebook page, American Adversaries, and go to the link where you can vote for us as the number one radio talk show. We really would appreciate that. Okay, it is Patriot Home Funding Friday, and it's a beautiful Friday here in Central Florida. We certainly hope you, if you're in Central Florida, that you are enjoying the weather and have great plans for the weekend. Maybe get outdoors and do something and take advantage of this beautiful weather. Pierce Outlaw Patriot Home Funding is in the Relax and Comfort Studio with me, Christopher Hart. And now, coming to us live from the Hive, the killer bee himself, that bee, Brian Blair. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you, my friend?
Excellent, excellent. Boy, it sure was fun having you and Chelsea in the studio with us last week and then going to dinner at Cafe Positano. We had a blast.
Oh, what a great meal. What great company. Pierce, everybody. That was lots of fun. That was just over-the-top fun. I deeply appreciate that.
Oh, yes, yeah. It was. It was great to get to know you, Brian, and Chelsea, and it was a blast. It really was.
Thank you, Pierce.
Yeah, we look forward to doing it again real soon, Brian.
Absolutely, and Sabu and...
Melissa,
yeah,
it was a lot of fun, and Pasquale had a lot of fun too. I think tangling
Pasquale
with you guys.
Pasquale's the man.
He is, isn't he?
He is the man, and that food cannot get any better.
I tell you what, it is the best Italian food in all of this area.
Hey, you saw what my plate looked like, right, Brian? I mean, it looked like a Somali dog you got hold to.
You had your knife and fork crossed very appropriately.
Oh, yeah. Buried, baby.
Hey, listen, what did you think about Trump launching those cruise missiles onto Syria last night?
Honestly, I think it's going to turn out to be one of the greatest moves that he could have possibly done in his young career as the POTUS. For too long, Obama has been threatening and threatening and threatening, and we've never done anything but hurt our nation's reputation. And when the Syrians crossed the red, when Assad crossed the red line, gassing his own people, Trump let them know loud and clear, and he gave several messages, as you know, by doing this, that we weren't going to sit there and sit by. And this was a whole new administration that going to be prepared for any kind of anything that comes at us, and don't do what you're not supposed to do, because we'll definitely make you pay for it.
Yeah, absolutely. That was my take on it, and it's not a point I necessarily want to argue or anything. I'm not so sure that Assad did it. I mean, it would have been the stupidest move he could have ever made to do such a thing. But nonetheless, I think Trump took the opportunity to send a message to the world. Like you said, this was beyond Syria's borders. This was a message to everybody. And Nikki Haley, boy, did she make that clear today in the UN in a fiery speech where she was calling people out, naming names, and basically saying just what you said. This is different. This is not the Obama era anymore. This is a different era. The United States is back, and we're bold, and we're going to act if we feel like we need to.
Absolutely. And nobody wants another Iraq, and we don't want to misplace a bunch of people and have another crisis as came out of Iraq and all the refugees. I mean, that's just something that we can't go back. We got to try to fix it. Now, I think the timing with the president, with the head of China, what do you call the head?
I think he goes by president. Yeah,
president. That's what I said first, yeah, and yeah. I you know,
with, you never,
their form of government,
right?
It just doesn't seem right to call him president. But if he wants to call himself president, fine.
Right.
Hopefully, him and Trump get along great, and because we have got to, hopefully via diplomacy, bring Russia to the table, bring China to the table, bring all the players to the table, because the last thing we need is a nuclear war that nobody can win. I mean, everybody loses. Nobody wins. So by the president of China kicking Kim Jong-un, sanctioning him with 2 more years of sanctions, I guess that's what I understand he did. Is that right?
Yes. And you're right. I think Trump, what he's doing is in various ways. Last night was one of them. Face-to-face talks is another one. And what he's doing is he's impressing upon these world leaders that, hey, look, if you want to work with me, we'll work together, and it'll be good for all of us. If you want to work against me, it's not going to be good for you at all. And it may not be good for us, but I'll guarantee you it's not going to be good for you. And I think he's sending that message, and I think it's hitting home. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I agree. Reminds me so much of Ronald Reagan, Peace Through Strength.
Yep.
And I believe that's the way that President Trump feels is, you know, we have to have peace through strength by bolstering our military. And first off, we should never draw a line in the sand. I mean, there's laws on the books, and if you're violating those laws, NATO and
Geneva Convention, yeah, all of that, right?
All of that. When you violate those, you set yourself up for whatever consequences come. I hate to see the Korean people. I saw a young lady from Korea begging for food.
Yeah.
In Korea, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you need to tell your dictator to quit spending so much money on military and feed the nation like
right.
he should be. But,
right. I think that, for instance, President Xi of China, that Trump's hopefully at least, telling him, look, you know, you got this lunatic on your southern border down there. He's starving his people. You're so worried that refugees are going to come flooding into your country if something goes wrong down there. Let us help you straighten that situation out. But you got to start by getting rid of the lunatic. You get rid of the lunatic, we'll give them food. We'll help them out so that they don't come flooding into your country. But you got to give us something, right?
Exactly. Exactly. It can't be the U.S. Is everybody's go-to person for monetary, for subsidies of food and everything else.
Yeah, Japan has a seat at that table, too.
It's got to be passed out equally.
Right. What was that?
I mean, and Sweden. Look at Sweden. I mean, these people that think letting these refugees in this in their country is a good thing. I mean, it's just too telling and too showing what you're going to wind up with. And I know Trump sees that, and he's doing everything he can to protect America from that very same situation.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing how things have changed just over the last 24 hours. Of course, you got the Neil Gorsuch thing, but we all knew that was coming.
Yes.
We didn't know if the stuff with Syria was going to happen, and we didn't know that was going to happen in Sweden. And, of course, they were making fun of Trump just a couple of weeks ago when he made those remarks over in Melbourne about Sweden, about the situation that they're in. And lo and behold, you got one of these wacko terrorists over there committing a terrorist act in Stockholm. And they are suffering from, you know, the delusion that's caused by all these refugees coming in. It's a sad situation. It's all across Europe. I was talking with a friend today who lives part of the year in Italy, and it is awful over there. They come there, and now they're sleeping on the streets. They've become the homeless of Italy, and Italy is can't even take care of their own citizens. I mean, they're bankrupt. And they're going to have to handle all of these refugees. They get paid $35 a day by the European Union for each refugee. And, of course, only a fraction of that makes it to the refugee.
And we as Americans, again, we said this in the last segment, had better be watching this because this is coming to our shores if we follow what has happened in the European Union with the open borders, not screening immigrants, not taking the best and brightest.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, we're all immigrants, and I know the Trump administration realizes that, but the screening that he's doing now, I mean, from going into their computers, getting their passwords to their computers, they have to, from what I understand, they have to submit to that.
Yeah, social media.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
There's all kinds of things that he's... implementing, and they're in the process of implementing, that are good things, but you're always going to have those factions of people in this nation that are just so leftist that they think that we need to be a globalized nation, and we all need to hold hands and sing Kumbaya, and America wasn't built like that. America is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and too many people busted their fannies. They gave life and limb for this great nation, for the Constitution that we live by, and that's what has to be, and that's what must keep us going. And if it doesn't happen, then, well, you know.
Where's the blame? Then if it doesn't happen.
Then we're the European Union.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, certainly Trump delivered the message last night that things aren't going to be the way they were. They're going to be a lot different, and the United States is going to be the preeminent force and voice in the world, and Nikki Haley underscored that this afternoon at the UN.
She did a knockout speech, as you already touched on, and it only behooves the Russians to be with us after their recent subway
bombing
catastrophes.
Yep,
and you know, as you all know, that's not the first. I mean, they have every reason to want to go after ISIS and the bad guys as well, and that's what puzzles me. That he's so close to Assad. I don't understand that. Do you?
Well, for one, they have traditionally been allies for a long time. They were allies when Assad's father was the dictator. And it is sort of their toehold in the Middle East. Traditionally, they were more allied with Syria than they were even with Iran, although that may be different now. But it is it's a situation where Russia needs access to the Middle East, and I guess they want to see that through Syria. Their position in the Middle East has been greatly diminished since the Soviet Union collapsed, and Putin is intent on them being a force to be reckoned with in the world.
Yeah, Brian, a lot of this comes back to oil too, because oil and natural gas and military is really all Russia has when you think about it. And Russia has to keep a thumb on the oil markets over in that part of the world, particularly as America becomes more energy independent. Their economy is at stake, and the worse his economy gets, the harder it is for him to do what he does.
Right. Yes, yeah. I agree wholeheartedly, and that's a great statement.
Okay. Brian, stay right there. We got to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll stay with us too, and we'll come right back and finish up today's show and get the weekend started in style. Thank you for starting your weekend with us, the American Adversaries. We're here. We're live. 407-774-8255 is the number if you'd like to join us. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, spring is already upon us, and that means wedding bells are ringing. It also means a lot of you are either planning a wedding or know someone who is. And as you know, this can be an agonizing and tense-filled experience. Unless you have someone on your planning team who can help you make that day as special as it can possibly be. Dino Rento Studios is that playmaker. They have wedding planners that can help you as much or as little as you need. They also have decorations like table centerpieces or arches or columns, Mr. and Mrs. Table, or whatever it will take to make that day special, all at affordable prices. So don't stress it. Call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089. They are located just off North John Young Parkway, but you can reach them at 800-704-7089 or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com.
Are you tired of the same old programming coming on TV all the time? Ready for something that's positive, celebrates America, and is fun to watch? This is Scott from My Liberty Threads. You've been hearing me talk about my t-shirts for the last several years. Hopefully some of you guys even have a few. What I wanted to talk to you guys about today is this new TV show we're going to film this summer. We're going to have 10 people all across the country selling our shirts at fairs and festivals everywhere. We're going to combine a little bit of light competition along with American capitalism, and we're going to call it the Great American T-Shirt Challenge, and we're going to tell the story of America. All we need is a little bit of help getting this project off the ground. You can go to our Kickstarter account at kickstarter.com to the page Great American T-Shirt Challenge, or you can contact me directly to partner up on this venture at 407-729-9821. Thanks a lot, and remember to buy American. The next job you save might be your own.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Tonight I call on all civilized nations to join us in seeking to end the slaughter and bloodshed in Syria.
Syria crosses the line.
There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons.
The president says no more.
It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical
weapons.
Your answer for what's next is here. Keep it here for updates twice an hour with reaction and analysis from our talk show hosts and their guests that know.
Trump HQ
is FM 105.5 and AM 660. The answer.
All right, welcome back. Of course, that music means we're still talking with the Killer Bee himself, Brian Blair. And it was a great day in the sense that the United States has announced to the world that we're back and we mean business. And new Supreme Court justice too, Brian. Is Brian still with us? Uh-oh. All right.
Well, yes, I am. I'm right here. I just.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Go ahead. Yes.
I didn't want to distract. But, yeah, Neil Gorsuch, I mean, I don't understand how the Dems wanted to look so bad when this guy was unanimously chosen before.
Right.
With no hiccups. And people. You know, people read. They understand that. They read and they filter through and they listen and they do a lot of research. I once had a political consultant say, never underestimate the intelligence of the voter. And I really didn't get that until, A, I won my election over the present mayor, Bob Buckhorn, and, B, when Trump won his election. Because people were listening and looking and finding out all the information they could about the candidates and trying to filter through what they felt was right and wrong. And people came out of the woodworks and saw what was going on in this nation. And I think that now that Gorsuch will be, the strong voice for the Constitution, and not be so biased as, you know, it's like 4-4, every vote's 4-4 now, so he'll put that, the real conservative back into the Supreme Court. I just think it's a great victory for America.
It was indeed. I think the Democrats kind of don't have a choice right now when it comes to a lot of domestic stuff like the Supreme Court justice. Because I think if they would have, you know, let him pass through without the filibuster attempt, they would have caught hell from their constituents. That, you know, they have got their voters whipped into such a frenzy over this Russian collaboration business and, Donald Trump being everything under the sun that is bad, that is Donald Trump. That they have put themselves in a predicament that if they work with Donald Trump on anything, they're going to make their own base extremely mad at them.
Yeah, and this was never about Justice Gorsuch. This was about Trump.
I think so. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Absolutely. I agree with both of you on that point. I just think that this also, by bombing Russia's closest ally, shows that Trump isn't in bed with Putin.
No. Yeah, I mean, this was, regardless of why he did it, it was a perfect opportunity to demonstrate to the world a lot of things.
A lot of things.
And that was one of them, right?
Yes, a lot of things. It just.
And he also demonstrated that he listens to his military, that he listens to the intelligence community, which supposedly he's been in a big feud with. He demonstrated a lot of things. As I said earlier in the show, he killed a lot of birds with those 59 stones that he threw. Right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And he did. He actually did. The timing couldn't have been better. You know, sitting there looking right across. I wonder if he had told the president of China what was happening.
You know, that's, I wondered that too. And because he didn't make the speech until after the Xi and his wife had left, and around 8:30. Now, I would presume, though, that he told them while they were eating dinner. He might have pulled them to the side and said, "Listen, we just launched some missiles. I just want you to know." And then, you know, maybe give him an extra little, you know, had The Rock do that with his eyebrow, you know, kind of, you know, lift his eyebrow a little bit like North Korea, right?
Or it could have been, excuse me, you keep chomping your dog. I got to go drop a few cruise messages.
Yes.
I think he stuffed a few good wishes in his fortune cookies.
Yeah. But, you know, to see the two couples together, it dawned on me that they may have some things in common. I mean, both of their wives are very glamorous, beautiful women. She's highly admired in China, from what I understand. And Melania's admired here by most people. And I can see where they, as a couple, two couples together, you know, could kind of maybe hit it off. But the bottom line is, what Trump is doing is establishing a personal relationship so that he can improve the national relationship. And by improve, that means have better trade relations with them, more advantageous to us, more equal, and do something about North Korea.
Exactly. If you sit down with somebody and break bread with them and make friends with them, it's going to take a lot more. You'd have to be almost just totally evil to know that you're going to kill their families, or could kill their families, and
right.
them, the very same people that thought the world of you. And the Chinese president and his wife seem like real people. From this, you know, from the little bit we got to see of them.
Yeah, true leaders understand that a rising tide lifts all boats. And when everybody wins at a deal, they keep doing deals.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, Brian, we just have a minute and a half left. Did you ever wrestle with The Undertaker?
Never wrestled with Mark. Played a lot of golf with him.
You did?
Oh, man, quick story. Yeah. Well, Brian Adams and Mark Callahan, The Undertaker and I were playing golf at a real nice golf course here. And Brian Adams... who passed away, unfortunately, hit a bad shot and took his iron and knocked a tree, a big old branch off a tree. So we're on our way to the next hole, and all of a sudden we see these two guys getting closer and closer to us. And I said, oh, man, Brian, you know, we got all this stuff for free. These guys did this. It's really nice. And Mark's said to Brian, oh, yeah, you shouldn't have done that, man, you know, in his voice, in his deep voice. And
right.
He goes, look, oh, golly, they sent the biggest, baddest guys after us. It was these two African-American guys on this golf cart, and they were shoulder to shoulder and all the way to the top, and it turned out to be Daryl Strawberry and
Dwight Gooden?
The quarterback, the old quarterback from the Bucks.
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams, yes. And they just wanted Undertaker's autograph.
Oh, that is great. Hey, Brian, God bless you, man.
Well, God bless you guys. Can't wait to talk with you again. And what a great show. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
Thank you. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to The American Adversaries. And please go to our Facebook page and like us if you do. We'll see you. Night, everybody.